Hello, welcome to another edition of On the Sidelines with Dylan. I'm Gary.
And I'm Dylan.
And Dylan, we are here on a Wednesday, and we've got a lot to talk about as far as teams that released people, a lot about the draft, a lot of things happened at the Combine that we can talk about. So what would you like to start off with?
First, I'll start off with the Seahawks. I see why they released Jamal Adams, but why Quandre Diggs? They're both up in age. Quandre Diggs is about to hit 30, and Adams is about to hit 28. So, I mean, they do need to draft new safeties. Where I could see Jamal Adams go is I could see him go with the Texans, be paired with Jalen Petrie. Then Diggs, I could see him going to come to New England.
Yeah, Diggs was a pretty good player last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, Quandre Diggs, the safety for Seattle.
So that's with Seattle. Anything else going on with a lot of things happening with the rest of the teams?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the free agency tags.
Okay.
Commanders signing tight end Zach Ertz to a one-year deal.
What do you think of that deal?
I feel like they should have drafted a tight end, but I mean, But also, what I also want to talk about before we really get into free agency is on how Xavier Worth broke the record to be the fastest wide receiver, like 40-yard dash.
40-yard dash. What was his time, did it say?
4.21.
Who was it the day before that broke it at 4? Somebody else broke it at 4.22. The day before, wasn't it?
No.
Okay, maybe I read that wrong.
I know John Ross did. I want to say he did a 4.22, and then Xavier Worth did 4.2.
So that's amazing. 4.21, 40-yard dash. So that's the new record. That's what everybody's got to beat now.
With the franchise tags, I really hate to see Antoine Winfield Jr. get franchise tag. I mean, he deserves the money, but they did say there is going to be a contract in the future, which future is probably, let's say, a few weeks.
So what they did with him is put the franchise tag on him so nobody can take him or he doesn't, hit free agency. They save him, and they'll probably work something out. So it might work. It's probably going to work out for the best for him. Don't you feel?
Yeah. Also with Michael Pittman Jr. getting franchise tagged to the Colts. Honestly, I see why they franchise tagged him. Because Anthony Richardson, he needs a good wide receiver. And there you go. But also Josh Allen, the outside linebacker. He got franchise tagged as well. Yeah, they couldn't agree on a contract to see that. Same thing with Brian Burns. He got franchise tagged.
And who was he with?
Carolina.
Okay.
And then the Patriots did a transition tag on base Kyle Duggar, which I don't know what a transition tag is.
You know, there's so many terms with football that
I know, non-franchise, yeah, non-exclusive franchise tag. I know everything except that.
Right. So, we are really fans of football. And as far as, all of the terms and transition, and we've looked up the franchise, what it actually means, the franchise tag. But the transition tag was a new one on me. I had never heard about it before. What else do you have going on?
Saquon Barkley, him not getting franchise tagged.
Is he a free agent? As of, March 13th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And same thing with Xavier McKinnon. They're both young.
So
both studs from the Giants. They're going to walk. Mike Evans signed a two-year deal for $52 million.
I know. Can you believe that?
No.
I don't know what, my mind went blank. Who is he with, Mike Evans?
Oh, the Buccaneers.
The Buccaneers, right. They've got, who's their quarterback?
If they retire Baker, it's going to be Baker, but...
Well, I don't know if they're going to do that. So maybe they've got something in the works keeping Mike Evans And Baker Mayfield, they say, could go to the Patriots. There's a lot of things. And this is that big week that we were talking about last week where a lot of things are going to happen with the draft, with people moving, with some signings, and everything is up in the air. So draft is a week from...
Yeah, it's always in April.
Oh, okay.
But with free agency starts next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. That's what I meant that. I meant that. Yeah. Okay.
I would like to talk about the top 20 free agents.
Sure.
And see where they
That would
go.
Be interesting.
Starting with top number 20, Lloyd Cushenberry at center. I think he's going to remain in Denver. Patrick Queen. I mean, they got Roquan Smith and Trent Simpson, so I don't really think they need to sign Patrick Queen. So I could see him go to these three teams. Texans, Buffalo, Patriots.
Them going to the Patriots?
Yeah, or Buffalo or Texans.
Does Buffalo need the help?
Yes.
And what about the Patriots?
Yeah, I mean, Bentley's good. Jawan Bentley is good. I mean, we just need somebody to be paired up with him.
Okay.
At number 18, you have Robert Hunt. If he does get re-signed, like I said, if Patrick Queen... does get re-signed.
Who's he? You got to make sure you say the
Patrick
team.
Yeah, Patrick Queen's a linebacker for Baltimore. If he does get re-signed,
okay,
he's not going to end up in free agency. But with, like, Robert Hunt,
yeah,
he's an offensive guard, 28. I don't see Miami re-signing him. So I could see him go to the Bears, Cardinals, or Texans.
Okay.
They all need guards. Same thing with Frank Louvé. He's a linebacker, plays for Carolina. He's 27. If he does get re-signed... good, but if he doesn't, I could see him go to Buffalo. Texans, once again, they're needy at linebacker. Or here's a long shot. I could see him going to Detroit. They sort of need help at outside linebacker.
Why do you think Detroit's a long shot?
Just because I don't think they need him that badly.
Okay.
But, like, it wouldn't be bad. Stephon Gilmore, Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Just see that. Marquise Brown, wide receiver, age 27. New England Patriots or Falcons.
And who's he with now?
Cardinals.
Patriots could use him.
Xavier McKinnon, safety, age 25. This is a long shot. I think he could come to New England and be paired with Jabril Peppers.
Really? Well, that's a good call.
Maybe he goes to the... Texans, but early I did say I could probably see Jamal Adams go to the Texans. Kendall Fuller, age 29. If he does get re-signed with the Commanders, good. But if he doesn't, I could see him going to the Falcons, Detroit, or Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
He already played for Kansas. Maybe he goes back.
When did he play for them?
Years ago.
Years ago, okay.
Then at number 12, we have edge rusher Bryce Huff, age 26. He's from Jets. I don't see them re-signing him, so I could see him go to these three teams. Patriots, Texans, or Falcons, or Commanders. Commanders or Falcons desperately need him because Commanders traded both away at the deadline this past season, and... the Falcons have Calais Campbell, who's 38, and Grady Jarrett, who's 31. So you see they need some younger people.
Younger, yeah.
At number at rank 11, safety Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He's a safety. He plays for Detroit. I think he's going to stay in Detroit.
Okay, they're going to re-sign him. Okay.
Yeah, and then now we're getting to the top 10. Leonard Williams, defensive, and I think he's going to walk, and I think he's just going to go to the... go back to New York Giants for 1 year. Now, number 9, one of my home team, Mike Iwanu, age 26. I think he's going to stay in New England.
I think so, too. I read someplace that he was on the list, possible re-signing and, a better contract.
Yeah. Calvin Ridley, age 29, wide receiver, plays for Jacksonville. I think Patriots, without a doubt, Patriots or Giants.
You don't think he'll re-sign?
No, I think we'll sign maybe 1 or 2 year deal, either or.
Okay.
Jonathan Greenard, edge rusher, age 27, plays for the Texans. I think he's going to remain in Houston. Saquon Barkley, he's going to go to Houston.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Tyron Smith, tackle. I don't know what team he could go to. I mean, there's not a lot of teams that need a tackle.
But who's he with now?
Dallas. I don't.
They're not. So you don't think he's going to stay?
No, I think he could go to Texans, maybe. Actually, no, they do have picking him up, or Commanders. Yeah.
They could use him, yeah.
And then at number four, Danielle Hunter, edge rusher, age 27. I think Patriots might snag him.
That would be nice.
Or Buffalo Bills, or any team that realistically needs an edge rusher. Now we're going to top three. Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle, Arizona Cardinals. Number two, Kirk Cousins.
Wow. So he's a free agent?
I'd say it's kind of complicated right now. I mean, I could see him stay in Minnesota if they do re-sign Jefferson, but if they don't, I think he's going to go to free agency.
Okay.
He's going to have Kirk and Jefferson on the same squad.
And how old is Kirk Cousins?
36.
Okay, so he's getting up there. So he would be good for a veteran quarterback to start the season as long as whatever team he goes to has a good rookie that can learn from him. So
yeah, the number one Chiefs defensive tackle, Chris Jones. It's between Detroit and Texans.
All right. Who do you think? Do you think he does he have a preference who he wants to go with?
He said he just wants to go where money is, which...
Oh, so he's going for the money. Okay,
Texans,
so that...
Texans do have a lot of money since they traded away Deshaun Watson 2 years ago.
That makes a lot of difference because it doesn't matter where he's going. He wants to get paid.
I mean,
so
if it's out of those two, I mean, he's still going to be paired up with awesome defensive ends. And if he goes to Texans, he will be paired with Will Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
And if he goes to... If he goes to Detroit, he'll be paired up with Anthony Hutchinson. Aiden Hutchinson. Sorry, mm-hmm. My bad.
Well, that's... So there's 20 very, very talented people that don't really know where they're going to be playing next year yet.
Also, Russ, I could see him go to these three teams, Falcons, Patriots, Pittsburgh. Well, Pittsburgh said they want to stick with Pickett, so
okay. Maybe
Patriots, if they want to go for a veteran, or draft one, or stick with Mac, either three.
Now, there's been a lot of talk. Are you finished with Okay, I was just going to say there's been a lot of talk with the top three drafts again, the Chicago, Commanders, and Patriots. So, still... We really don't know what any of those teams are going to do. There's talk, as we said before, about Commanders trying to trade up to get the first one. They say Caleb Williams, you hear some people talking about him that he's great. Some people say he's not worth it. And who are the other two quarterbacks that are?
Drake May and Jaden Daniels.
Yep. Jaden Daniels is getting a lot of good.
Drake May is, he was like decent talked about, but now he's starting to get like up more.
Okay. So we still don't know. And what do you figure the Patriots? We're into another week. What do you think?
I have a preference. It's just, I don't know. Like,
well, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen? Let's talk about just the quarterback.
You want like realistic or you want like fanboy?
All right, fanboy. What do you think as a fan?
Stick with Mac Jones.
Me too. I think that...
Realistically... No, you finish.
I think that... I don't think he got a good break when he came with Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick is a whole different thing.
Yeah, I'm not trying to crap on Bill Belichick, but... He was, like, handed stuff to him, like with Tom Brady, with Drew Bledsoe, Edelman, Randy Moss, Chris Hogan, Rob Gronkowski. And he also, don't forget, he played with, like, Julius Peppers.
You got to remember, you said that he got handed. He picked those people.
Yeah.
So you got to remember
that. Yes, but he was handed the talent.
Oh, there's no question. When he chose those guys, I mean, come on. It was the best. I mean, you know.
I mean, we had a 20-plus-year dynasty?
I know.
Six Super Bowl rings?
Yep. So we're not complaining about, you know, what happened or what is going to happen. We're just kind of trying to figure out, you know, I would like to see Mac Jones get a year with some talented receivers and a different kind of team and a different coach. I would like to see what he can do before we let him go. But then again, I think that when you clean house like the Patriots did, as far as coaches, you got to go with whoever Gerard Mayo wants as his quarterback. So
yeah, true. Now, let's go realistic. I could see us drafting quarterback. It's either Drake May or Jaden Daniels. Or maybe J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan. Or Michael Penix. There's a lot of quarterbacks okay. we can take if
so
we trade
you,
up.
You, right.
I'm a
well,
trade
no. You just rattled off five quarterbacks. So if the Patriots want a quarterback, there's going to be one there for them to get, right? There's no way they can say, oh, we couldn't draft a quarterback. If they want a new quarterback, they can get one.
Yeah, I don't see us trading up the number one overall pick and drafting Caleb Williams. Honestly, in my opinion, I think Caleb Williams is kind of bad. Number one, not going to the combine is another thing, but not sharing your, like, health records and stuff.
Oh, is that what he did?
Yeah. Or 32 teams. What, is there something you're trying to hide?
No. Maybe there is something. I mean, I don't understand why if you're the top draft pick, you just, you know, you let yourself out there. You just, your health records have to be out
yeah.
there. Because no one's going to pay a lot of money if you have an injury or there's something chronic wrong. You know, I mean, it's just the way it is. It's business. So I think we covered a lot on this episode. You know, here it is. Wednesday, March 4th,
I believe. No, March 6th.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, it's March 6th. And I think, once again, we're heading down
to the free agency.
All right.
The next episode you'll see us in is seeing free agency predictions or reactions or what happens at the time we film it at.
We record it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, do you think anything would happen between now and next week that...
I mean, we did just have the franchise tag deadline yesterday.
Okay. So that can't happen, but what about the... Like, Russell Wilson.
I mean, people could get still released. People could get re-signed.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, there's a deadline.
So we'll have a lot to talk about again next Wednesday.
So every 32 teams, tick-tock. The clock is ticking until free agency.
You got it, Dylan. All right, I'm Gary.
And I'm Dylan, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of this podcast.
Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week on the Sidelines with Dylan.